Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Kevin T. Bennett and David Eaton, who are here to talk about Anchorage Community Theater's ongoing production, The Rainmaker. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, sure. So, The Rainmaker, this is kind of an American classic or a piece of classic Americana, this play. Just tell us about it, guys.
Ann Richard Nash, back in 1939, wrote this piece. It's actually a really inspiring piece of theater. It was turned into a movie in roughly 1950 with Burt
Lancaster.
Catherine Hepburn.
I remember seeing it and remember loving it, but don't remember anything about it.
Well, you know, it's good that you saw it a while back because, you know, the movie was kind of over the top. And that's fine, and that's what they wanted to do back then. But the script itself and the story has so much more depth than the movie did. The movie was very, very theatrical. And it was...
Burt's like over the top.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was. So it's the story of hope in the direst of circumstances.
Very suitable for these times.
Yeah, particularly. Yeah. This family just happens to be struggling with drought on their ranch.
Yeah, unfortunately. Our cattle are dying.
And you are one of the ranchers in need of the rain?
I am the skeptical oldest brother, Noah.
And this takes place in the Dust Bowl. Where, Oklahoma?
That's nondescript.
Okay. Yeah.
That's nondescript. It says in the West.
In the West.
Okay, but, you know, technically Alaska is in the West.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's right. We're in the West.
If you live in New York, Oklahoma is the West. In fact, so is Ohio.
Yeah, it used to be, yeah.
Well, I would think Wisconsin would be West, too.
Yeah, all those westerly places. So, and you, Kevin, you play the Rainmaker.
Yeah, the Rainmaker, you know, Yeah, The Rainmaker. You know, and people say, oh, well, that's the title. Blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah, but, you know, The Rainmaker is the character, I think the character is incidental to the story. You know, it's sort of like a little flash of lightning. And the real story is what happens to the Curry family after that lightning strike. I think that's the real value and weight of the story. And don't get me wrong, this is funny stuff.
It's funny?
It is tremendously funny.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Because, you know, in my mind, I see like one of those Grant Wood paintings, you know, like something from that WPA, the arts program during the Depression. And I just see something kind of very bleak, almost like the black and white part of The Wizard of Oz. You know, that kind of really very depressing. The Depression, it's depressing.
No.
You know, but I don't really see much humor in it. But this is good to know. Very different from the movie, which I saw like a long, long, long time ago and I hardly remember.
Well, yeah, the movie was funny, but maybe for the wrong reasons, you know. It is very comedic and, you know, much in the same way that something like All in the Family was comedic. If you ever watch that, All in the Family, you'll see that, I mean, this is almost tragedy. It's a train wreck. Every episode is just a human train wreck, but it's funny as can be. You know, that's where the comedy really comes from.
That is true.
You're the skeptical brother?
I am. Skeptical, self-righteous brother. I don't believe for a minute that the Rainmaker can do what he says he's going to do.
And what the Rainmaker is this itinerant miracle man who rolls into town. It's kind of like a Bill Holden part.
Yeah,
you know, like in those Eng plays, kind of. He comes in out of nowhere, so he is the hero or the anti-hero.
The Deus Ex Machina of the play.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Does he seed the clouds with sodium pentothal or whatever they used to use? Kurt Vonnegut's brother invented that process.
Sodium chloride.
Is that it?
Yeah. Anyway, pitch it up high.
Does he have a biplane, or does he just, like, get on a ladder?
No. Well, actually, he'd just jump.
He's actually got really strong forearms.
Okay, so he flaps up to the barn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you know, this kind of thing, like, I think it's the reason why I love this story, which what I'm hearing of it, because it's, like you say, it's hope. Like, it's the story of, like, America, the dream. The dream was to go out to this place where they probably shouldn't have been farming in the first place, because there was, you know, like, you know, the little topsoil there was blew away real quick. So they were sold a bill of goods by the railroads in order to establish all these places. This is the story of the Dust Bowl. And yeah. Basically, you know, things, they had a couple good, you know, years of crops. And then, so now there's another dream coming along, like the quick fix. And like Gene said, it is kind of like, you know, a bailout package. That's you.
Well, it is kind of. I don't want to lay claim to that until we see how things work out. But you're right. This character comes in, and if you've ever been in a situation where there is no hope left, and everybody is fairly well convinced of their circumstances, and you try, but by any means necessary, to infuse hope into the situation, to fix what can be, you know, what's the word for it?
Hopelessness.
Hopelessness. Well, when people just flat plain give up, when they just accept their circumstances as bad as they may be and lose all hope, well, that's the Rainmaker's job. You know, he comes in to make $100, but what he finds is that there's a bigger job to do. And I think that was something that the author wrote into the script,
you're
but
like
not really the
souls.
Focus of the story.
It's religiosity here.
Well, kind of, but there's an arc for every character in the story.
All right, and that is true.
And mostly for the Currys, you know.
Who else is in the Curry family?
Well, there's Andy Collins as H.C. He's the father. And Zach Gravogel as
younger brother Jimmy,
and he's not the most intellectual of the group, but he's a really fine guy, you know, real nice and
I would have said gullible,
as opposed to you.
Actually very gullible.
Okay,
and there must be some women folk.
Erica Johnson as Lizzie,
and is she a Curry or is this like a bachelor Curry family?
Oh, she's a Curry.
Okay,
sister
Curry.
Or mother.
She's the sister, and in fact the only female in the show.
No mother. Nice.
And what's the deal with your sister?
You know, she's really plain. And she knows it. That's the worst part.
Plain Jane.
Yeah, it's very plain. Can't seem to get had a rough experience early on in life, and just can't seem to get over it. And well, I don't really help very much.
Yeah, well, because you're the cynical realist. I have a feeling that you are telling the truth. You know, you like the unvarnished truth. And I'll just have to take this moment to say to everybody out there, in case you just joined us, we're talking to Kevin T. Bennett and David Eaton about Alaska Community Theater's production of The Rainmaker.
Anchorage Community Theater.
Oh, ACT, yeah.
Yeah.
I said Alaska. Anchorage. Alaska Community Theater. That's who you work for.
Well, we can change it to AACT if you want.
AACT.
If it's going to confuse less people.
Yeah. Well, I always think of it as ACT, and I even was reading it that way and had to stop and reread it.
Oh, that's funny, and it ends up and it says ACT.
Yeah.
And like, you're a theater company. Okay, I get it now. It's kind of crazy. You guys should do plays.
We're looking into it. A terrific idea.
Yeah.
I think we'll start with The Rainmaker.
Wow. Who wrote that play now? Who wrote it?
It's, Richard something. What was it, Kevin?
In Richard Nash.
That's it.
Oh. And he did some other stuff, too. What other play? That name sounds so familiar.
Yeah, he did a couple of other shows that had some popularity. I won't be able to tell you the names of them.
I can't.
It's been a long time since I looked at that.
I can't think of it. And it's like the set. It's a period piece. It's done in the Dust Bowl.
It is. It's a period piece. You know, the set, the studio at ACT is a small black box
Very
studio.
Very intimate.
There's about a maximum of 49 seats in there.
Ooh, boy.
And one of the great things about a black box theater is that you can almost be a part of that production in the audience. It's not like going down to the auditorium at the PAC, and you know, you're 100 feet from the stage, and you're you know, you're not as connected to it.
Well, I love seeing plays down at ACT. No, for that reason.
I do, too. Well, and for Cyrano's has the same quality, too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember seeing a play at Cyrano's, which I involved a small bar in a small fishing village, actually. I think it was written in Maine, but it immediately translated to Alaska. And sitting in the front row of the audience, and I'm listening to these people arguing, the bartender woman with a male customer, I felt, for the whole show, I felt like I was sitting in that bar with them. There was absolutely no wall to break. I was there. And that's always the way I explain why a small theater is so great.
It's really a nice thing for an actor, you know, to be able to work in such a small venue where you know that the fine work that you do isn't necessarily lost to the auditorium. Mm-hmm. It's in ways it's much, much easier. In other ways, it's much more difficult because that fourth wall is really not there, and it's really at the forefront of your mind. But
and David, have you done other shows there at ACT?
No, actually, this is my first production in 15 years.
Wow!
Wow! And what have you done in the Anchorage area?
Or a few shows back in high school, actually, over at West High, and I was an unspeaking part in a Sherlock Holmes. I was Cockney number 2 in My Fair Lady, and the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
Well, wonderful. Welcome to the main stage.
Yeah.
The audition process was kind of light this time. Mostly everybody involved in the performing arts was really, really booked. And we started having a call around to find good people, and Dave agreed to come forth. He fell into it like a...
When the director, Janet Stoneburner, I work with her, when she got the script, she said, I've got to do script. I'm going to read it. I said, oh, what is it? She said, The Rainmaker. I said, I'd like to read that when you're done, thinking I would just like to read it.
Oh, read funny.
I read it, and when I got done, I said, wow, I'm Noah. And she said, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So
really?
Show up to the auditions at this time.
put some coveralls on this guy, and he's Noah. Yeah. And that's you know, kind of very poetic, too, because we're waiting for the deluge. And I don't know if it's going to come or not. Don't tell us what's going to happen. But I have a feeling the Rainmaker might... Do you get with the sister there, the Plain Jane?
Well, let me put it this way. Dave here, as Noah, is pretty convinced that his sister, Lizzie, is never going to get married because she's not really a voluptuous woman.
Pulchritudinous.
She's just plain is the issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Zach Gravogel as Jimmy is pretty sure that's not going to happen. Even H.C., her father.
Really, nobody's in
sure
faith.
This is
another hopeless situation.
Yeah. Well, that's for the Currys, yeah. And, you know, they all have an arc of change, and it's interesting to watch what happens to each one of these people as the play progresses.
I must see this because I love a well-made play.
It is really, really well-written.
Yeah. It's a classic. Sounds like a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming down here and telling us about The Rainmaker, which is continuing on at Anchorage Community Theater. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Marky.
Thanks for having us.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Cyrano's Theatre presents The Ballad of Soapy Smith, which runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. through March the 1st. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
UAA Department of Theatre and Dance presents The Women of... ... on UAA's main stage. Runs through March 1st. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3. For tickets and or more info, call the UAA box office at 786-4849.
And Alaska Junior Theater presents Soul Street Dance Company. This four-member male dance company fuses hip-hop, breaking, popping, and locking with modern dance and a spark of theatrical flair. Soul Street is a hit with audiences of all ages. Soul Street Dance Company has one show only, Friday, that's tonight, February 20th at 7:30 in the Atwood Concert Hall. For information, call 263-ARTS or go online to akjt.org.
And finally, ACT continues their season with The Rainmaker. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. The Rainmaker runs through March 8th at the ACT Studio Theater at 1133 East 70th Avenue. For tickets or more info, go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913. And that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.